As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning.
And that's the ball game.
Unbelievable.
And that's a good at bat. And it found a glove. And the Giants remain snake bit.
So the Giants come up short. A terrific start by Logan Webb. A little heartbreak at the end. You can only hit the ball so hard. You hope that it finds the grass, and it didn't.
Good morning. The morning roast here on 95.7 The Game. No Joe Spadoni. It's Mark Rainey alongside Joe Shasky after another rough Giants loss. Good morning to everybody tuning in here. It's 6:05 on a Tuesday. Shasky, great to be with you. I wish it was under better circumstances because right now we're dealing with maybe the most frustrating loss of the Giants season in the middle of the most frustrating stretch of Giants baseball in a really long time. Good morning.
Logan Webb was so good yesterday. I think he had the best stuff of the year.
He was amazing.
He had, you called it the slider. I don't know. On the broadcast, they call it the sweeper.
So whatever the hell.
Whatever that pitch is. It was breaking like 4 feet. It was unbelievable, and he was throwing it on command. He had the sinker going. He was hitting locations. When he missed slightly off the plate, which forced guys to reach for it. I mean, he had everybody frustrated. Fernando Tatis Jr. looked furious yesterday. Machado looked furious yesterday. And again, a tale as old as time. The San Francisco Giants can't score runs. This the part that's
can't even score a single run.
The part
one
that's
nothing
maddening.
In 10 innings.
I'm a historian of the Giants. Let's go back to the beginning of the Giants, the 60s, okay? The 50s. I'm talking about San Francisco Giants era. Orlando Cepeda, Willie McCovey, Willie Mays. They always had multiple boppers in the lineup. Even when you go to the 70s and you had old man Willie Mack coming back, you had Jack Clark, Jack the Ripper, all right? During the 80s, obviously there was an early 1980s kind of hum, if you will, where they couldn't hit. I mean, they brought in old man Joe Morgan, for example, and that's one of the more iconic plays of the early 80s. Him basically knocking off the Dodgers at the end of the year. Yep. And it had nothing to do with where the Giants were in the standings and everything about knocking the Dodgers out. That's how bad they were. They lose 100 games. They bring in a bunch of boppers, young guys, Will Clark being one of them. They trade for Kevin Mitchell. They bring up Matt Williams. Go look at Matt Williams from like 1990 to like 95. The guy had monster numbers. Obviously, you bring in Barry Bonds. Eventually, you find Jeff Kent. They had bopper after bopper after bopper. And it feels like, I love Buster Posey. Great player. Buster Posey's not a bopper. Great hitter. Not a bopper. And when I mean bopper, I'm talking about 35 home run potential. All right?
And this, no one has hit 30 bombs since Bonds. 30, not 35, just 30.
They have, for 15 straight years, even though they won the three championships in the first 4 or 5 years of that run, for 15 straight years, I would go even 20, they have been dying to get a legitimate 3 or 4 hitter. If you want to say cleanup, fine. But you know what I mean when I say cleanup hitter. I mean a guy who could be slotted in the 3 or 4 hole and put everyone else in the lineup in their appropriate spots. They got a lineup of a bunch of 2 and 5 hitters. And I feel like I've been saying that since 2010, for crying out loud.
7 and 8 hitters.
And it's driving me absolutely crazy. And I keep coming back to the last couple of off seasons and their inability to land somebody, and then their inability to be willing to deal prospects. And last night was the straw that broke my back. I'm done with it. I'm done hoarding prospects. I don't want to hear about Wisenhunt. I don't want to hear about this guy in the minors or this guy. The big league team has not good pitching. They have elite pitching. Elite. Now, the defense.
And the staff and in the bullpen.
Well, the bullpen's unbelievable right now. I mean, Randy Rodriguez is an absolute stud.
Amazing.
He's not even in consideration for the closer spot because Duvall's been that good thus far this year. And look, Tyler Rogers, though had a few hiccups, has been excellent this year.
Oh, yeah, as
Ryan
he always
Walker,
is.
I thought was good last night, even though, you know, they executed in the 10th inning and we didn't. Got the runner over
to
third.
He got 3 outs. Two of the outs were productive.
Exactly. This team has elite pitching. And they can't hit a lick. And I feel like we've been running the same cycle for year after year after year. And I coming back to, I'm telling you, today my mantra, it's very simple. One of two things needs to happen. Elevate Bryce Eldridge ASAP, and they need to go make a trade for a legitimate bopper. I don't care if it's old man Mike Trout. I don't care if it's Yordan Alvarez. I don't care who it is. I am open to all suggestions. Move heaven and earth and get a legitimate 35 home run threat in the middle of this lineup. You can be a playoff team. Mm. Can you not?
No, of course you can. Of course you can. Like this, okay, you lose 1-0, and it's frustrating as hell, and now over your last 15 games, you've scored 4 runs or fewer in all 15.
Yes.
You've scored 30 runs in your last 15 games. 15 straight games while not scoring more than 4 runs in a game, tied for the second longest streak in San Francisco Giants history.
How is
15
that even
straight
possible?
In 76, 19 straight in 65. The Giants are doing something they have not done since 1976, and they scored only 30 runs over their last 15 games. That's their fewest since they did the same thing in June and July of 2014. Oddly enough, of course, they went on to win the World Series in 2014. But that is your point. In 2014, maybe the staff in the bullpen wasn't maybe as good as this staff and bullpen is this year. You had Bumgarner, and you had the carcass of Jake Peavy and Tim Hudson, and you had, you know, a couple of other guys. The bullpen was very good with the core four there in the pen still. But this year's staff, led by Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, who's been amazing, and Hayden Birdsong, who how the hell was he not in the rotation to begin the season? It's a great question.
You know where I stand on him.
But now he's in there, and he's been great. And you mentioned the bullpen, which has been amazing. And you don't really see a way for them to get a whole lot worse, considering you feel pretty good about all of those guys. Shasky, this is the type of team that you invest heavily into at the trade deadline, because you know that you're going to get that pitching. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty darn consistent the rest of the season. There's going to be hiccups where they give up 7 runs in a game, of course, but they're going to keep you in like 90% of the games you play because that's how good they are. And we have seen the equation of winning postseason games with this franchise. It is be great on the mound, whether it's your starting pitchers, your bullpen, both, and they have that. You just need a hitter or two. Pair that with Chapman being better in the second half. Adamas, he has to be better in the second
100%.
Half because he can't possibly be worse, and we could talk about him throughout the day as well.
I want to talk about him.
But this is the type of team that you invest in because there is a clear backbone to this team, mm-hmm. but there's also a very clear weakness, and the answer is not in-house.
Well, and I think about some of the great teams that run on to the playoffs for the San Francisco Giants. So let's just go the last 30 years. 1997 is one of the most famous deadline deals for the Giants in the history. They not only got Joe Carter in one deal, they went and got Wilson Alvarez and Danny Darwin and a bunch of guys from the White Sox. It was a big deal. At that time, they needed pitching. Right? They needed pitching. They went all in on pitching. I can go year after year where Brian Sabian was all in at the deadline. 2010, who'd they go get? They got Marco Scudero. Sanchez, excuse me. They got Freddie Sanchez.
Yeah, Freddie Sanchez.
At the deadline. And they got pitching. In 2012, they got Marco Scudero, and they traded for Hunter Pence after the entire Melky Cabrera saga.
2010, Freddie Sanchez was the second baseman the whole year, wasn't he? They got
him in 2009.
2009 deadline.
Cody Ross.
They were in it in that year, too, by the way.
Cody Ross was a waiver claim.
Yes, that was after...
After the deadline.
Yeah, and Jose Guillen got popped. They also had Jose Guillen. Don't forget that. They acquired Jose Guillen from the Royals. But they were always in on somebody at the deadline. And the point being is that this team needs resources.
2012 got Hunter Pence, too.
Yeah. That was what I was saying. After the Melky Cabrera, you know.
Scudero and then Hunter Pence as well.
Yes. And Melky got popped for roids or whatever the hell ended up happening. This team needs reinforcements. Bad. They need an outfielder right now. Absolutely. Like, I like Yastrzemski. But Yastrzemski, as I said to the guys in the break, kind of like Gary Payton II, he's just good enough to, like, stymie young players who aren't as good as him, but he's not good enough to be an impact player on a playoff team in the outfield every single day.
He's slumping at the plate.
I love him as a fourth outfielder. I love him as a defensive replacement. I love him situationally against certain guys. They need a corner outfielder desperately, and they clearly need a first baseman. And earth to shortstop, Willy Adames. Earth to third base. We need our two high-priced players who we paid a boatload to actually show up this year. I need you to make an appearance.
On either side of the ball.
I'm losing my mind. You know who's actually been awesome this year?
Who?
Tyler Fitzgerald.
He has been.
Jung Lee, although was scuffling as of late, I like what I'm seeing from him. Elio Ramos has been there all year. Bailey, though very cold all year, comes through in late in the game yesterday and gets a big-time knock. Wilmer Flores has been outstanding. It's the high-priced players letting this team down and the clear and obvious holes at first base and in corner outfield and right field. You wrung the towel on Yastrzemski. You ran it back for one more year. I'm not mad at you for that. I cannot see him at the top of the order anymore. This has got to change. And the two high-priced players on this team, Chapman and Adames, they need to wake up. It's the middle of June now. There are no excuses. I'm tired of it. You are losing ground to the Padres within your division, and they're not even in first place. I have aspirations of going to the playoffs. And if I'm Buster Posey, how can you go into that clubhouse? How can you go into that clubhouse tomorrow and or today, excuse me, and look Logan Webb in the eye after what he just saw? You're a catcher. How can you with a straight face say, hey, I'm giving you all of the type of support that you need as an ace? I'm telling you, man, this Giants team's going to make me blow a gasket because they are good. That's the irony. They are a good team.
Oh, yeah. So if you would have told me that on June 3rd, we'd be looking at a team that's 33-27, three games out of first in the NL West, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Yes.
I would have taken that in a heartbeat. Now, I know there was some talk preseason, and a lot of it was on the backs of the Adames acquisition and signing and you know, there was a lot of excitement about the offense. We probably didn't expect the staff and the bullpen to be as good as they have been. There was some excitement about this is going to be one of the better offenses we've seen from the Giants of late.
I thought so.
I still felt like it was pretty likely that the pitching or the hitting was going to be a weakness of this team.
No,
as
agree,
it generally
the bar
always
was
is.
So low.
The bar was very low.
I mean, this team couldn't hit a whiff last year. And the year before that.
This kind of slump offensively, again, 30 runs in their last 15 games, yet they've still won a good chunk of those 15 games.
Sure.
This kind of slump is surprising. Like, they're not this bad offensively, but it's no surprise that of the two, pitching and hitting is the weakness of this team. Like,
You're 100%
not a surprise that at this point in the season, we're talking about this team needing a bat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they went into the season, and we identified first base and corner outfield and catcher as an issue offensively, and those have all played out. Now, it's 100%. Also shortstop, and it's also third base.
No, those two are bad, too.
You're not going to replace those guys. You're just going to wait for them to figure it out, and you hope that they do, and statistically, you expect them to. But we knew right field, first base, catcher were going to be an issue. And it could have been covered up if everybody else, but you're also getting more from Fitzgerald than you were expecting.
Absolutely.
100% more from Wilmer Flores than you were expecting.
Absolutely.
Probably more than you were expecting from Ramos, although I think a lot of us expected a lot, but he's hitting darn near 300.
He's been better this year than I thought.
Probably be an all-star again.
Yeah, I agree.
Jung-Hoo Lee hitting 275-ish now.
Yeah, the at-bats are good, though. I like Jung-Hoo Lee.
I mean,
he's not a problem.
Hard to have asked for more from Jung-Hoo Lee as well.
I would agree.
But it was very clear from opening day, when you and I were sitting here opening day.
I remember.
You and I were sitting here opening day, and it was still very clear that they had issues. Corner outfield, right field 100%. Specifically, first base and catcher, and those have all played out.
Joe, I just, the offense is so bad.
What's his name?
Shocked they gave us a ghost runner in the 10th inning. That's how bad this offense is right now. I'm dead serious. I know, I just called him Joe, my bad.
Oh, you're good.
God, there's something about a regular season, like Monday night, Tuesday night game, that sets me off. And last night was it. And then they're hitting our guys. They're going up and in on us. And it just felt like we had no fight. And finally, Wilmer Flores is like, dude, what the hell? Stop throwing up and in. And I was like, finally, some life in the dugout. Let's go. Let's
translate.
Go. I mean, it's just, at some point, something's got to give. And I pivot now to Buster Posey. And I'm like, all right, look. I'm watching the Padres, and to me, the Padres have been more aggressive with their young players. And we can argue philosophically about what's right or wrong. This is just my personal principle, all right? I don't believe 200 at-bats in the minor leagues makes or breaks a player overall, on the overall type of player. Like, Mack Williamson was in the minors forever.
Mack Williamson.
Okay? Forever. Had they left him there for the next 15 years, I never thought he was going to be some 25 to 35 home run a year guy in the bigs. He's a 4A player. Todd Linden, a 4A player. Did I think that, you know, Joey Bart, had he stayed in the minors two more months, three more months, he would come out and he'd be Johnny Bench? No. He'd probably be around what he is now, a backup catcher. Situationally, maybe he starts for a few teams down the line.
Joey Bart was also a unique situation because Posey opted out of the COVID-shortened year, and they had no other option.
And they didn't have a minor league system and all that. No, but I think my overall arch is, like, Brandon Belt was not a couple hundred at-bats in the minors away from being Willie McCovey. He kind of was who he was. We saw 15 years of it. Bring Bryce Eldridge up. He cannot be worse than Lamont Wade. I'm going to pound the table on this. Bring Bryce Eldridge up. No, I'm dead serious. Like, Lamont, you're a great story. Everybody likes you. You know, no one's saying you got to go, you know, to Mars. We're saying, dog, you can't be our starting first baseman every day and us expect to be a playoff team. I would rather watch the exact same production from Bryce Eldridge than from Lamont Wade. And I guarantee he'll walk into one. I mean, look, if we're just going straight up minor league plate appearances, Buster Posey had 750 minor league plate appearances. Bryce Eldridge right now is at 789. Okay? How much more seasoning does the kid need? Bring him up. Put him in the seven hole.
We're comparing Eldridge to a Hall of Famer.
So? He's one of their best prospects, is he not?
Is he better? He's their best prospect by a mile.
So then what's the wait?
Might say more about the rest of their farm system.
I watched Jackson Merrill from day one at 21 years old, man center field. I watched Fernando Tatis Jr. at 20 years old play shortstop every single day for the Padres. Let the kid play on the big league team and let's go. Get him in the lineup with Adamas. Get him in the lineup with Chapman.
Drop him down.
Let's do this.
Feels like an awful lot amount of pressure on a 20-year-old kid.
Look,
who hasn't played above the double-A level in the minors.
If he's who we all think he is, he's ready for it. You know, there's pressure in every single walk of life. Doesn't matter what it is. I think the kid's built for it. It cannot be worse than the first base production I'm getting right now. Because right now, I've got one home run and a whole lot of walks. And that's about it from first base.
And Lamont was hit on the hand yesterday. Bob Melvin did say post-game it's a right-hand contusion. X-rays came back negative, and he is day-to-day. We will see what the Giants do there. I would imagine we're going to see a lot of Gerard Encarnacion, who got activated yesterday. He had a couple of bad ABs. He did end the game, actually hit the ball hard, lined out to first base. Chapman did right before that as well. There were a lot of really bad at-bats. One of the other things you and I talked about, Shasky, and I remember this, and really quick before I do that, I want to shout out everybody watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I remember having this conversation with you a couple of months ago. Opening day, And right after opening day, after they won the comeback in Cincinnati and won. This Giants team, their task, because of who they have offensively, is to do all the small things well.
100%.
Right? It's when you have a runner on third and one out, get a ball in the air. If you're going to lay down a bunt, don't bunt it foul the first two times. Get it down and advance the runner. It is aggressively go first to third on a single to right field. It is find the right moment to try to steal second base and get in there safely like Jung-Hoo Lee did after review. But what they have done over and over and over again during the last like 2.5 weeks, it is they're doing all the small things at a terrible rate.
Yes.
The opponents are doing it better. The Padres did it. They have the automatic runner, the ghost runner at second in the 10th inning, sack bunt, runner to third, fly ball, they get the run in. The Giants in the same situation, sack bunt, runner on third, one out, and then a line out and a line out. And sometimes it's bad luck. But they had the same thing in the 9th inning. Runner on second, nobody out. After a Flores leadoff bloop single, Christian Kost comes in, and he steals second base. And they have the same exact thing. I think they go like strikeout and then a couple of other non-productive outs, and the inning is over. They're just not doing the small things anymore. And when you are as offensively challenged as you are, you have to do those small things like at a top five rate in baseball. And they're like a bottom five rate in baseball the last couple of weeks.
It was the second inning, and bottom two, you had the bases loaded with no outs.
Yep.
Fitz has a 1-1 count, and he gets jammed on a 1-1 count. Jammed to third base. Iglesias goes home. That's the first out. Still bases loaded. Then here comes Elliot Ramos. He swings first pitch, fouls one off. It's 0-1. The exact same pitch that Fitzgerald grounded to third base. Ramos grounds to third base. 5-4-3.
Inning over.
Double play.
Bases loaded. Nobody out. You don't score.
You felt, I was there, felt the air come out of the stadium.
And it was a free rally. It was a walk. It was a hit by pitch, and it was a walk. And oh, by the way, Adames got back pick off of second, and the umpires,
I thought he was out.
The umpires missed it. He was out.
I thought he was out.
He was clearly out.
He somehow was doing too much.
Somehow they didn't call him out. They called him safe. Makes no sense to me. Giants were gifted a rally for free. Walk, hit by pitch, walk, and the umpires gifted you another extra out and another extra runner in scoring position, and you still don't score.
This team needs a jolt. They need a jolt so bad. I looked it up. I had Sam look it up. 2010, they were 25-22. May 29th, 2010. That was this week, 15 years ago. They brought up Buster Posey. Now, look, I know the circumstances are very different of what is going on right here. The time is, bring the kid up. Let's get a jolt. Let's go. That doesn't mean I can't make a trade. Because, look, Matos and Luciano and whatever, you need to go get an outfielder.
Absolutely.
You got to scour the planet right now to get an outfielder. Like, can you get Christian Walker? Like, is Houston willing to trade anybody? Is Yordan Alvarez available? I'm willing to move heaven and earth. I need a legitimate bat now.
We can talk about it. I mean, the good news for the Giants is there's a lot of teams that have some big names that are kind of flirting with ending their season and selling. Like, there's, like, the Orioles. You mentioned the Astros. The Braves are teetering. They're probably going to buy. I would imagine that's who they tend to be. But there are some teams with some pretty big names that are going to have some tough decisions coming up.
I mean, is no O'Neill Cruz available? Like, are the Pirates really going to move him?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boy, Pirates. Wouldn't it be nice to put him in the middle of this lineup?
It would be.
Throw him in right field. How exciting would that be?
They're very exciting.
How would that make Chapman and Adames look in a lineup? A hell of a lot better.
Yeah, we can get into it. We can get into it because it does seem pretty clear the Giants, they need something. They need something. We'll get into that. That's what's coming up on the game. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. At Chasky and Grandy, I'm in for Spadoni. It's the morning roast, taking your calls our morning. Giants lose 1-0. They've scored 30 runs in their last 15 games somehow. They got to make a move. What do you think? You can give us a call, 888-957-9570. We're back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
Third. They're going to go around the horn. That's one. And they're going to call him out at first. And the Giants are going to take a look at it.
Well, they want to see if Cronenworth, the second baseman, was on the bag when he caught the ball to get the force. And they're going to concede it.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California. And it's plain to see, you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Yeah, that was the second inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Force out at home off a weak ground ball, and then a grounding into a double play by Elliot Ramos. Third base to second, over around to first. Inning over. Chasky, just one of countless back-breaking moments for the Giants last night. And welcome back to the Morning Roast. I'm Mark Randy in for Spadoni. It's Chasky and Grandy with you here on a Tuesday morning on the Morning Roast. I mean, I could run through all of the terrible at-bats and the terrible moments and the really bad situational baseball for the Giants. It might take us all the way to get to 7 o'clock, though. Like, it might take a half hour because, like, almost every single inning, Chasky, there is some bad mistake. You mentioned the second inning, bases loaded, nobody out. Giants not very selective. And Fitzgerald, the weak grounder to third base, the force out. Then the Ramos, double play ball. In the first inning, you had first and third, two outs. Yaz, a strikeout swinging. In the sixth inning, after Jung-Hoo Lee steals second, you have a runner on second with one out. Chapman strikes out. Encarnacion, a ground out. In the seventh, you had the bases loaded and two outs, all via walk. Jung-Hoo Lee, who we don't need to spend a ton of time ripping because he's been good, looked like he was expecting an off-speed pitch and waved at a fastball and was way late. In the eighth, in the ninth, and the tenth, you have terrible at-bats as well. Just up and down the lineup right now, Chasky, you're not getting quality at-bats like in certain situations from nearly anybody.
Well, and I feel like for some of the guys like Adames, I feel like it's affecting him defensively.
No doubt.
And you can kind of see, you know, they showed the dugout at some point. It was somebody else up at the plate, and they had the camera zoomed in on, I believe, Logan Webb. And in the background, you can see Willie Adames walking by, and he's dropping, you know, curse bombs. The first time I've seen him visibly frustrated in the dugout. And then you could see him frustrated on the field.
Oh, you see it on his face every time he's on the screen.
And I thought that it affected his base running on that play that you referenced in the last segment where he's getting way too aggressive. I see this all the time with guys. They're struggling, okay? And their offense is few and far between. So then they finally get on base, and what do? They do too much. They're trying to do too much as a base runner.
Trying to get it back somehow.
Exactly. And they're just trying to make a play. They're trying to make a play, and you end up doing way too much. You're in scoring position on a team that...
With nobody out.
I'm telling you, man, this team
walk, hit by pitch, and you, officially you didn't get back picked, but you were out.
I thought he was
catcher
out.
Catcher threw behind you at second. The tag was on you, and you were off the bag.
I agree with you.
Somehow it was ruled safe. But
and his range at shortstop needs to be discussed. Like, you know, the reality is that they were so deficient at shortstop, they needed somebody, and they needed it for multiple years. I don't know, man. I don't long term, like he is for right now, I have a hard time seeing him in 2-3 years be the shortstop of this team.
Mm.
I don't know about range. Arm accuracy is not there. Balls up the middle are, you know, hit and miss. He does not get to that ball in the hole. I don't love him on the play coming in. You know, where you have to make a one-handed stab on the run and then be able to throw on the run. I don't love him in those situations. You're seeing a lot of scud missiles in terms of balls diving on him as he's throwing them. Defensively, I thought we were getting a better player. I did. And you know, you never know when you see somebody from another division that you don't watch every single day. You don't know what kind of guy you're getting. Now, look, it's 2 months. I'm not going to judge a 6-7-8 year deal on 2 months. But the early returns aren't that promising.
No. 7 years, $182 million, biggest contract in Giants history. What he's doing offensively is well documented. 206 is the batting average. 5 home runs, 25 ribbies. He's slashing 206, 293, 325.
Not driving the ball.
No, not at all. And then you pair that with what he's doing defensively. He just committed his 9th error of the season last night. Only one away from the MLB lead, which is Manny Machado, who's committed 10. 9 errors from your shortstop. I think he was kind of oversold as a defensive shortstop this past offseason, but he has been worse. You're right, worse than expected there. And I think it is what he's doing at the plate or what he's not doing at the plate is also impacting him defensively. And you see it on his face every time he can't make a play.
Yes.
Whether it was like an error-worthy play, like, and he did commit an error on a terrible throw, or whether it was just like a weak grounder to short that he has to charge and he tries to barehand it and make the throw, which, like, a great play if he makes it. But he doesn't make it. It's okay. The ball just squirts out of his bare hand. He can't make the barehanded pick. That's fine. Like, we're not expecting you to make that play. It would be great if you would. We're used to it with Brandon Crawford. He would make that play, but you're not Brandon Crawford. It's okay. But then you see it on his face. He is just pressing. There was the moment where he made the low throw. You mentioned all the scud missiles that he's throwing to first base, and it was picked out nicely by Casey Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
But the camera then pans to Willy Adames after they got an out. And you can just tell on his face, he's thinking, oh, my God, I can't do anything right now. He is just pressing. I don't know what the solution is other than just simply waiting because he is nowhere near this bad of a baseball player. But on both sides of the field, he has been below replacement level.
And Chapman, alongside of him, has not been as good defensively this year as he was last year. And I love him as a player.
No doubt.
As a defensive player, I love him as a defensive player. But I think even he would admit, he's made a couple of plays coming in that he makes in his sleep. And he either can't get it out of the glove, he can't pick it cleanly, or he's making an awkward throw. So it's not just shortstop. Right now, my third baseman, who was an all-time defender, is also showing some slippage. Combine that with the plate struggles, and you've got $300 million right now on that left side of the infield, just not even close to living up to production. And now I'm thinking in my head, like, look, after the 2021 season, there were a lot of guys available, okay? Corey Seager, Marcus Semien. After the 2022 season, I just wrote them down. Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts.
Carlos Correa.
Dansby Swanson. Obviously, you have Aaron Judge. But, like, there were other trades out there. You know, Francisco Lindor got traded. Now, you didn't have the farm to be able to execute that trade, but he was traded. Luis Arias was traded from Minnesota to Florida, who you saw last night. And you lost Rodon, who's having a good year this year, right? These back-to-back off seasons, right, where the Giants didn't get anything, well, you're paying the penance now, and maybe we picked the wrong shortstop. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my head this morning.
You think they're regretting the deal already?
It can't
sit. We're 2 months in.
I know. It can't sit well. Like, does it sit well with you?
No, it's been a terrible start.
All right.
He is a much better player than
I want to like the guy. I'm not even saying, it's a bad contract. But you have to consider it. Now, look, a lot of these other guys, like Carlos Correa has not been outstanding. Trey Turner has not been outstanding.
No, Philly's already regretting the Trey Turner deal.
Swanson, all right, whatever. Xander Bogaerts has not been outstanding for the Padres.
No, Padres don't, no.
Now,
no.
Corey Seager won a championship, but that's a lot of money. You know, and Simeon is currently injured. But I'm comparing him to all these other high-priced guys. And I look at those off seasons when the Giants didn't get their middle infielder that they should have gotten. And then what did they do? They got Mitch Haniger and Ross Stripling and Conforto, and they lost Rodon, and they signed Manaea. They missed out on Kode.
And then misused Sean Manaea.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the prior off seasons are now kind of catching up to him a little here. And they need to make a move. Like, they need to do something and jolt this. And they need their two high-priced studs,
oh, absolutely,
Chapman and Adames, to play significantly better.
The one thing that I want to be careful of, and we can argue that the Giants are regretting the Willy Adames deal if we want. Like, it certainly has been bad, and they were expecting a whole lot more through 2 months. What I am scared of doing, because I have lived through, and you're mentioning all these Giants off seasons where they didn't do enough, I am deathly afraid of the Giants seeing this big contract that they hand out fail and then just shrivel up and not hand out any more big contracts.
No, they can't
anymore.
Do that.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't. Scared money don't make money.
You got to pay to play. Do you see what the Dodgers
absolutely.
Are doing?
Absolutely.
They've got $85 million or whatever on the IL right now. On the IL, for crying out loud. So, I don't want to hear that. And when I see a ballpark on a Monday night with beautiful weather.
Oh, if it was packed, wasn't
packed.
It?
Packed. Absolutely packed. So I don't want to hear that. I'm not here for the Giants should be afraid of signing people. No, BS. I don't buy that at all. Look, I'm not even saying they.
But if a deal like this goes sour, it's gonna make ownership feel a lot less willing to hand out big bucks like that again.
There's not a doubt in my mind. But you can still overcome it, and you can still salvage the deal, right? Like, this could still be a great deal by year's end. You know, I think about some of the guys that have struggled, like Francisco Lindor. Got off to a horrible start with the New York Mets.
Darn near won MVP last year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So it's how you finish, and you got to let it play itself out. But if it doesn't cross your mind, you're not a sports fan. Like, it has to cross your mind. Like, damn, Correa and Trey Turner and Xander Bogaerts and Swanson and Seager and all these other guys. And we got Adames, and the early returns aren't great. That, I'm not saying it's done, and I'm not saying it's the worst contract, but it crosses your mind. Like, did we get the right guy?
Yeah. No, and it. Through 2 months, the answer is definitively no, but there's a lot of season left. You still got about three quarters of the baseball season left, so we shall see. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We got time for your calls, reacting to another rough Giants loss, 1-0, Padres win in 10. With that win, the Padres now 2 games ahead of the Giants for second in the NL West. Dodgers lost last night, so still a 3-game gap between the Dodgers and the Giants, who are third in the West. Chris in San Jose, I see you. We'll come to you when we come back. 888-957-9570. Plenty more to get into. It's the Morning Roast. Shasky, I'm Grandy, in for Spadoni. More coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jaski, 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. You want to hear something that I'm sure is going to just make you even angrier, and I hate to be the source of your anger. But the Giants, in their last 15 games, when they have not scored more than 4 runs in a single game, and they scored only 30 runs in those 15 games, they're hitting 133 with runners in scoring position. 133! The fact that they haven't gone like 5-10 in that 15 game stretch is an absolute miracle.
I just can't get over how this team continues to have the same issues year after year after year. You know, I'm looking at it at the break, and I'm saying to myself, 21st in stolen bases, 24th in team OPS, 24th in team slugging, 25th in batting average. You know, they're somewhere middle of the pack in terms of runs scored, which I don't know how. I don't know how.
And they've actually scored more runs than the Padres this year, believe it or not.
And you know what I put that on? Bob Melvin and some of the situational small ball that they've done. I'm dead serious. Like, I think he deserves a lot of credit.
They did have a couple of games where they exploded for like 8, 9, or 10 runs.
Sure, sure. But you're going to have that throughout the course of the season. You know, I think one of the misnomers about the 2010 team was that they weren't a great slugging team, when the reality was they hit 162 home runs. Now, it was not Bonds and Aurelia, where you had one guy like 37, the other guy had 73. Like, that's not what I'm saying. But, like, I'm looking at the 2010 team, all right? They had Aubrey Huff and Juan Uribe go for basically 25 and 85 each. You would die right now if I told you.
25 and 85?
Yeah, what? Each. It was 26 and 86 and 24 and 85.
Oh,
for each of those guys. 25 home runs, 86 RBIs.
Yeah, yeah.
If I told you Willie and Chapman ended up with that, you would be like, wow, it's a great year.
Oh, yeah. Considering how it started, you take that in a heartbeat.
I don't think they're going to get there. Now, I don't know. Maybe Ramos gets to about those numbers. You'd have to drive in a lot of RBIs. Guys would have to get on base in front of him. It's difficult. Wilmer is on pace, but you have to assume that he's going to slow down here. You know, they got 18 from Buster Posey. He came up May 29th, which I referenced earlier, okay? They got 18 from Pat Burrell, who they acquired midseason, who was DFA'd, all right? They got, I'm talking home runs. They got 16 home runs from their center fielder, Andres Torres, came out of nowhere, all right? 13 from Pablo, complete lost year that year, and 11 from Aaron Rowan, who also played center field for them that year. Like, sneakily, they got contributions up and down that lineup, okay?
It's like the 2021 team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this team, and I'm like, dude, I don't even need that kind of, just one guy could change this entire team. And if I said instead of 24th and 25th and OPS and slugging and 25th in batting average, what if I got up to like the teens, be like 18th, 19th in the league? That's the difference in like 5 or 6 wins to this team right now through 2 months. That's the difference from being a wild card team that's on the road and barely getting in and fighting till the end of the day to maybe clinching a spot with 3 or 4 days to go and being able to set your rotation going into the playoffs. So, like, I think it getting a hitter is incumbent on this team if they want to do anything important in the playoffs.
I mean, it also might just be the difference in making the postseason at all and not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And obviously,
absolutely.
Winning
you're
the
right,
division.
You're right. You know what? You're right.
Winning the division would be amazing and having home field to begin.
The division
and
is vulnerable. I'm not giving it up yet.
No doubt it is. I mean, you look at all of the problems throughout the division. The Dodgers have no pitchers healthy other than Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
He's having a monster
amazing
run.
He's been amazing. The Yankees roughed him up a little bit on Sunday, but he's been amazing.
No doubt.
But they have no healthy pitchers. Every time that Yamamoto pitches, they need him to go like seven because every other starter that they have, they pray that they go like four or five. Their bullpen is going to be so overtaxed. They have to get healthy. They have, as you mentioned, like however many millions of dollars on the IL right now.
I had a list of every guy that was on the IL, and I can't find it. I had a screenshot of it. It's basically every pitcher you could think of.
Other than Yoshi.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like everyone. And literally $80 million on the IL.
Padres are somewhat similar. They did not have as much pitching depth as the Dodgers did to begin the year.
Though that guy looked like Cy Young yesterday.
Steven Kolek.
He looked incredible,
yeah,
didn't he?
He was great. He was
jamming
great.
Bats?
Michael King went on the IL for the Padres ever since he's been out there. They're pitching Ryan Burgert today.
I mean,
I'm a big baseball fan. I don't know who Ryan Burgert is, okay? They got Nick Pavetta and Dylan Cease. We know who those guys are the next couple of days. But Ryan Burgert today, okay? Padres don't have a lot of pitching depth either. The Diamondbacks, they're going through it big time, worse than the Giants are right now. There's a lot, and the Padres, or the Rockies are the Rockies, they just won their 10th game yesterday. Congratulations, Rockies. Welcome to the double-digit win club.
Yeah.
Took them 60 games to get 10 wins. The point is, though, Shasky, there are issues everywhere. And as you look at, like, how do these individual teams solve their issues, Rockies can't solve their issues. Diamondbacks, they might be able to, but one of their big issues also is their pitching staff. Corbin Burns, he might have just popped his UCL. Yeah, he might need Tommy John.
We were talking about that yesterday.
We don't know that for sure, but he left, and you could see him walking off the mound and mouth like, my elbow is gone. Like, we'll see exactly how that goes there. The Padres, again, they need their pitching staff healthy. Who knows how long that's going to take? And the Dodgers is the same thing. When you, like, try to figure out how these teams in the NL West fix their issues, the Giants might be like the most straightforward fix. It's just Chapman Adames hit.
Outside of the Dodgers and their IL situation, every other team would die to have our pitching staff.
Oh, no doubt.
They would die to have it. And I'm looking at some of just like the hitting metrics, right? And you have the Dodgers in almost every category, they're at the top of the charts, whether it's hits, RBIs, team batting average, you name it, OPS, slugging. Not far behind them in all these categories are the Diamondbacks. Okay, the Padres are more where we're at in terms of the teens to the low 20s in a lot of these things, but our pitching so much better than theirs. That's why it is like we are one player, one impact bat away from like leapfrogging the Padres and being a legitimate threat. Quietly, the Cubs bats are better than you think.
Oh, the Cubs have been amazing.
Yeah, but they're not.
Kyle Tucker, big acquisition of the offseason. You mentioned bats that you've swung and missed on or yet you didn't even try to acquire. Kyle Tucker in the past offseason.
Exactly. And the
Astros were eager to unload him, which makes no sense.
Well,
he's one of the best hitters in the league.
They lost Bregman. They've lost a lot of guys in free agency. They wanted a third baseman back for the future. The Cubs had a highly touted guy that was in the Double A or whatever that they think is going to be ready. You'll see him at some point. Young man was very highly touted, and that's what they gave up. They gave up a top prospect. And I guess this goes back to the Giants. To get, you got to be willing to give. And at this point, like, I don't care what it takes. I'm willing, if it means Harrison, like, unfortunately, I hate to say it, like, okay, then we got to do it. Because right now, where are they operating from a point of depth? It's from pitching, correct?
Yes.
So to acquire hitting, which is the area of weakness, you're going to have to sacrifice some of your depth. And so whether that's Carson Wisenhunt, who
has so many teams out there that want pitching.
Yes! So whether it's Carson Wisenhunt in AAA, whether it's, you know, in the right deal for Birdsong, I would consider him. You know, like, I kind of threw it out to you guys. Like, I'd be willing to move Logan Webb if it was the right deal. But, like, that's a little aggressive, and most people aren't going to agree with me on that because he's a frontline player.
Everyone has a price, but yeah.
The reality is that they're going to have to surrender one of these arms to get something of significance to help them now, and they owe it to the veteran team that they've built. Like, the team to win is the team to win right now. Not when Chapman's 35. Not when Adames is 35. Not when Logan Webb's out of his prime. It's right now.
You know,
Robbie Ray is having a monster year right now. Is he not?
Oh, absolutely.
Camilo
He's been Duvall amazing.
Is having a monster year right now. Right now is the time to strike.
You said they owe it to the team. They don't. I mean, they owe it to the team. They also just owe it to the organization to try to win baseball games. You don't stumble across this kind of pitching staff and bullpen.
No.
Like, you know how rare this is? It might feel like somewhat normal to Giants fans because that has always been the recipe for winning baseball games. But you mentioned it. Like, almost every other team in baseball would trade their pitching situation, starters and bullpen,
exactly,
for what the Giants have. Nearly every single, maybe the Mets are one of the few that wouldn't. The Mets have been amazing pitching-wise. Their bullpen has been great.
They've been one of the great stories.
And they're just hoping for Juan Soto to finally get going, and it seems like he has been a little bit the last couple of days.
That guy.
We will see.
I hate that guy so much.
Yeah, God, imagine having him as a Giant.
Imagine having Pete Alonso, who sat out there in free agency, just waiting.
So long.
Just waiting. I'm like, guys, and they're like, well, we got Eldridge. No one is saying that you can't use both players. You have the DH spot. Like, gah! The Giants have been frustrating.
But you're right. They owe it to the individual players. They owe it to Logan Webb. You have an opportunity.
I know.
Like, you're right. This has been incredibly frustrating, and it makes you want to rip your hair out, and that random Monday night game feels like it hits you the hardest sometimes.
Yes.
The reason why it's hitting you and I so hard, and the text line is blowing up right now, the 262, the 510, the 925, the 415, we appreciate all you guys chiming in, 888-957-9570. The reason it's hitting all of us so hard, Shasky, is because you can see this team is not far away. Like, not just from making the playoffs, but from making a postseason run. You need one big bat. You need two quality bats. And legitimately, like, I would believe that the Giants have enough to win the National League.
Look,
that's how good the pitching is. You're not far away.
The Arizona Diamondbacks went on a two-month run and found themselves in the World Series. Okay, and that was just 2 years ago. So I know we want to assume that it's the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Phillies and everyone else. No, it's baseball. Pitching will always rule the day. And if you have pitching combined with defense and situational hitting, that is the formula that wins in October
into a series and you've got Logan Webb,
yes,
and Robbie Ray and Hayden Birdsong and Justin Verlander.
And it's a six-inning game.
Who you know can give you... If you get Justin Verlander to the postseason, he'll shove for you once.
I agree. And then you're handing the ball to Randy Rodriguez in, let's say, the sixth or seventh inning in a high leverage spot. You got Eric Miller. You have Tyler Rogers. Ryan Walker, I know we lose our minds. He's still filthy too, right? He's not having a great year, but he's still filthy. And Camilo Duvall has been lights out. Their bullpen is immaculate right now. It really is. I mean, people get angry because what's the kid's name? Blevin.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.